Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from Genesis chapter 5, verses 32 through chapter 6, verse 8. After Noah was 500 years old, Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. When men began to multiply on the face of the ground and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they took to wife such of them as they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh, but his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the ground, man and beast and creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." The second reading is from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through chapter 7, verses 1. "My son, keep your father's commandment, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart always. Tie them about your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adventuress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For a harlot may be hired for a loaf of bread, but an adulteress stalks a man's very life. Can a man carry fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk upon hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. None who touches her will go unpunished. Do not men despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry? And if he is caught, he will pay sevenfold. He will give all the goods of his house. He who commits adultery has no sense. He who does it destroys himself. Wounds and dishonor will he get, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. For jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. He will accept no compensation, nor be appeased, though you multiply gifts. My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you." On this day, the 2nd of March, we commemorate Hezekios the Martyr. Holy Martyr Hezekios lived during the reign of King Maximian in 302. He was the first and the leader in the royal palace and the Senate because he was magistrianus by office. When Maximian ordered that all Christians who were royal soldiers ought to be deprived of their belts, which were a sign of their royal merit, and live as civilians and without honor, many Christians preferred to live without any outward honor due to this illegal order than to be honored and lose their soul. Saint Hezekios was numbered with these Christians as well. When the king heard this, he ordered that the saint ought to be stripped of the expensive clothes which he used to wear and be dressed with a shabby mantle without sleeves woven from hair, and to be disgraced and disdained as to consort with women. When this had been carried out, the king invited him and asked him, "Aren't you ashamed, Hezekios, that you lost the honor and office of magistrianus, and that you have been debased to this kind of life? Or maybe you don't know that the Christians whose way of life you preferred have no power to restore you to your previous great honor and office?" The saint replied, "Your honor, O king, is temporary, but the honor and glory which Christ gives is eternal and without end." Because of these words, the king got angry and ordered his men to tie a great millstone around the saint's neck and then to throw him in the middle of the river Orontes, which lies in Sele, Syria, and which is commonly called Orange. Thus, the blessed man received the crown of martyrdom from the Lord. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.